grits, for example.
Well, Mother didn't serve a lot of grits. We weren't that Virginia.
Is that right? And how about these little red, peppery, rather hot
radishes?
And did you have those?
Always had radishes.
How about different kinds of beans? You mentioned various kinds of peas. What kind of beans?
Well, we had cornfield peas and the red beans and green beans, usually Kentucky Wonder, green beans, I remember. And all kinds of field peas.
The difference between butter beans and snap beans?
It's entirely different.
Which are which now?
The green beans are they grow usually on runners, on vines. And they are long green pods. And when they mature, they have a mature bean in it. It can be brown or white depending on the variety that you have planted. So you really gain both ways as a tender green vegetable, just like the Chinese do snow peas. They're underdeveloped English peas. And of course, English peas were used both ways. And butter beans just mature in the shell, either bush or runny, and the white bean. It's usually white or speckled butter bean. Right. They're the little dark ones.
And what do you do to get the bean out of the...
You snap the green beans, but you shell.
I see. In other words,
shell the butter bean out of the shell.
And if you snap bean, you eat the entire pod.
Entire pod.
The pod, and you just break it up.
Mm-hmm.
But the butter bean you take
have
out
to
of
shell.
The shell. I see. And different terms in connection with corn. You use corn, just took it off the stalk.
Oh, on the cob.
On the cob. And you call those
roasting ears.
Roasting ears.
Just instead of roasting ears, just roasting ears. Roasting ears.
So, and that would be boiled
and eaten with butter and salt.
And the different terms that might be, for example, in cleaning the corn.
Shuck it.
You have to take the shucks off, and what do you call that stuff?
Silk.
That's the silk. I see. And what is at the top of the stalk, the yellow stuff that's growing?
Oh, the pollen pod. I don't know what you're trying to think of.
And that's the means of
fertilization.
And
tassel.
That's the tassel with the. Did you ever hear that called tassel? And
it's just tassel.
Now, it seems to me I've heard that the silk sometimes called tassel. The corn is tousled out.
Well, that's when it's tousled out. That means that the tassel, the pollinating procedure has been completed, because that's when the silk show on the ears.
I see.
And then when the silk turns brown, you know the ear is ready to pluck.
That's what it meant then.
It's tousled out.
It actually refers to the tassel at the top.
But at that time, it has already opened the little pods. If you examine the tassel, and we save those for winter arrangements, always that has been done. And there's many creative arts that have evolved from the corn stalk itself.